This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Galesburg will not have to replace as many privately owned lead water service lines as previously expected. The city is replacing the lines after it failed EPA standards for lead levels in tap water in the fall of 2015. City leaders had estimated that 4,000 properties have lead service lines, but city engineer Wayne Carl says they found that at about a quarter of the properties, the lines had already been replaced, the homes were empty, or the lot was vacant. Galesburg received a $4 million forgivable federal grant to replace the lead water service lines at no cost to homeowners. Carl says he's hopeful it will be enough money to pay for at least 70% of the line replacements needed around town.
We won't know how many we can get done until we go out to bid. So in May, when we first get the bids, that'll give us the first indication of how many homes that we're going to be able to do.
Carl says work will start in May. He says preference will be given to homes where children tested high for lead levels in their blood. After that, lead water service lines will be replaced in those homes that fail to meet EPA standards for safe lead levels in tap water. Carl says the city plans to apply for more grant money until all lead water service lines can be replaced. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.